talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by the Roddy Doyle Trio, Home for the Holidays, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 24th through the 26th. And we hope we're almost at sellout. So if you happen to own a home, if you're a home pro and you cater to high-end homeowners and would like to jumpstart your business for 2025, get in touch with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We've only got a handful of remaining booths. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Marshall Kirkman with Charleston Outdoor Design. Also, Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Maybe there's some window treatments in 2025 in your future. Also, General Contractor Ryan Jackson with Jackson Construction. And finally, Angela Yopst with Advanced Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And joining us now is editor and content manager Ashley Rowell with Charleston Home and Design Magazine to tell us about some great deals. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Ashley, talk about our newsletter and why people should sign up for that and what kinds of great deals that they'll be seeing this week.
Yeah, so we encourage you to sign up for our weekly e-newsletter, and you can do that simply by heading to charlestonhomeanddesign.com or going to page 50 of our latest issue and scanning the QR code there, because we send out two newsletters weekly. The first one is about local projects and design inspiration, and then the second one features some great product sales. And speaking of those sales, this weekend, Stephen Schell is hosting a Holiday Santa event at their showroom in Mount Pleasant from 1 to 4, and Santa Claus will be there with some live music, and they're having 25% off store-wide. So that's a great sale that you definitely don't want to miss, as well as J&K Home Furnishings. You can save up to 75% off their showroom, which is fantastic. And also Iola Modern is ringing in the new year with a sale as well off of, I believe, 75% off in-stock items at their showroom as well.
So three home furnishing companies have got some great sales, and perfect timing too, because some people may have noticed that their dining room table wasn't adequate for Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe they've got friends or family that are coming in, and they need some extra space or extra furnishings to accommodate everybody. And three different home furnishing styles there that people can get some great deals with.
Mm-hmm. And our newsletter is jam-packed like that every single week, and that's why we encourage you to sign up. It's very simple and quick, and then you will get those straight to your inbox weekly.
And you know, I know people ask you all the time to sign up for things like that, but you know, you never know what you're going to miss if you don't sign up for something. And I've had occasion where I've signed up for different emails or texts, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't even think about needing something, and something shows up, and you're like, "Ooh, that's a really good deal." Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to find with the weekly newsletters.
Exactly.
Well, good deal. Well, we are winding down our fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're in production right now for the winter issue, which comes out in about a month. And so you don't want to miss picking up the fall issue. It's been very, very popular. That we've noticed on the cover is the Big Chill House in Beaufort, South Carolina. And so you've got a few weeks left to pick up the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and that's available at just about every home related showroom throughout Charleston. I'm thinking of like Melser Tile in North Charleston, or Stephen Shell you mentioned in Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. Just pick it up. J&K Home Furnishings also in Mount Pleasant. Go ahead and pick it up and enjoy it. And thank you so much, Ashley. I'll let you get back to putting our winter issue to bed. Have a great weekend, everybody. And now we're talking with Marshall Kirkman with Charleston Outdoor Design. How are you doing, Marshall?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Take a moment, Marshall, and tell everyone about Charleston Outdoor Design.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're a landscaping company. We pretty much focus on residential. And as far as services go, we're pretty loaded across the board, from plant installs to patios. We've built a couple fireplaces, fire pits. We do quite a bit of irrigation, landscape lighting. And probably the newest thing for us, excuse me, is this past January, we started offering maintenance, full service maintenance, which the past 5 years we've been primarily just doing, you know, we've just been a design and install company. But so the maintenance aspect is a little bit new for us. So we're super excited to get that launched. And we've had quite a few contracts signed since January. So it's rocking and rolling.
Oh, good for you. And when I called you, you had to, take a moment before we started the interview, because you were on a rooftop deck downtown, and tell our listeners just some of the basics of this project that you are working on right now as we speak.
Yeah, sure. We so this project had a really cool design to it. We hoisted up 14 large kind of modern looking containers that we've basically, today we're filling in with a bunch of different plant material, a bunch of limelight hydrangeas. I mean, it's full sun, so most of our plants, it's super fun because you can get away with just so many different options when you've got full sun like that.
And this is all happening on the rooftop deck of a new construction home downtown, right?
It is, yeah. So the home's been up, I think he's been moved in for probably half a year to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, we pulled out some of the existing landscaping that the contractor had put in, and we did some really cool, a bunch of annual flowers in the front of the house, and 9 really large, railing baskets. And so those are just now starting to pop. It looks so good right now. And, but yeah, everything we're working on this week it's up on the rooftop. And like I was saying, we've got olive trees going up there, African iris, Camellia sasanquas, limelight hydrangeas, a couple different mix of just perennials for color. But we've got 2 big olive trees that we hoisted up in a huge bulk bag yesterday that are going to go on this rooftop. And then we're lighting it all up at nighttime. And we're also going to do some bistro lights as well. And it's going to be a pretty epic house, man. I think some people are going to be stopping by this summer. Obviously, they won't see the rooftop, but as far as just how the presentation looks right now from the front of the house, it's looking pretty amazing.
Mm. Yeah, and you're referring to tea olives?
Sorry, olive trees.
So these are actual olive trees?
They are olive trees, yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yep. So, you know, you got to be specific on the varieties, but as far as what we'll do best here in Charleston, and I'm not really an olive tree expert. Every once in a while, we'll incorporate them. It's just the design that was created for this rooftop had that as an option, so that's what we went with. But yeah, it's gonna look pretty stellar up there.
So I was looking at your website, Marshall, charlestonoutdoordesign.com, and I was very, very impressed with all of the different products and services that you folks offer. Can we kind of just go through and cover some of these briefly, like architect and landscape design services that we always recommend that a homeowner start with a design, whether it's they're in an existing home and they just want to make some changes. It's always good to have a design to so that you can maybe implement the design over time, over months or years, that kind of thing. But then when you're building a new construction house, they require most neighborhoods require a plan. A landscape plan. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not doing a ton of new construction, to be honest. Most of what we're doing, like I said in the beginning, is residential, and they're homes that have been there for a while. Like this house that I was referencing downtown, I mean, the house was built. There was actually previous some landscaping that was installed, but it just needed to be a little bit more tailored to the style of the homeowner versus just kind of a basic, you know, plant install that needs to happen when a house is built. So typically that's a lot of calls that we're going to get, is somebody that wants to create a design that's fresh to their style and their preferences. It's certainly nice to have a design, and some projects that we will take on, it may be, you know, something where I will just offer a consultation if it's a small enough project, and I'll meet with the homeowner. We'll, you know, do our best job to listen and take notes, and then I'll follow up with, you know, my suggestions, my ideas, plant material, et cetera. And then we kind of go back and forth until we land a game plan that we're all on the same page with. And then as far as like construction plans, you know, if somebody needs a 2D overhead or even a 3D, we can provide that. And actually the last 2 years we've been working with JR, with Remark. So a shout out to JR and those guys. I know they're partnered with you guys in the magazine as well. But JR has done quite a few designs for us, him and his team. We used to be all in-house as far as all of our designs. And then my wife was our lead designer, and then baby number one came along, and then it was like, okay, this is getting to be a lot. And then it was like baby number two and baby number three. And so that's sort of what we shifted. And it's like, we started branching out and making local connections with companies like JR. If we need formal design plans, we'll partner with those guys and have them create plans for us. And then we'll focus on the install. And every once in a while, we'll still do some stuff in house, but it's been really nice to partner with somebody locally and work together between the design and the install.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then you already mentioned landscaping installations of trees, plants, flowers, and sod. And I notice you even do synthetic turf, which is getting very popular these days.
It is getting popular. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly nice if you have dogs. I mean, with the grass, I mean, to keep a really nice manicured lawn, if you've got a dog, it sometimes is touch and go, because you're going to have like pee stains. And, you know, if you have a lot of foot traffic or animal traffic, then that does at times make it difficult to maintain a really manicured lawn that's lush and green. But, you know, not saying that's the only reason why you should do synthetic, but yeah, you know, as far as, you know, the softscape world, I mean, yes, plants inside, we're doing that stuff all the time. I love it. That's probably one of my favorite things, is just getting my hands dirty in native soil and getting plants in the ground and getting irrigation to them. I mean, nowadays, as far as irrigation goes, especially this time of year, you know, there's not a job that we will install that where we're not either tying into existing irrigation or installing a system, just because, as you know, it gets brutally hot in the summertime around here, and we want to make sure plants are watered. That's how they're going to take off and root the quickest and the best. So
definitely need an irrigation system. If you're installing live sod in your yard, you definitely have to have an irrigation system put in before the sod goes in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sorry to interrupt. What about some of your hardscape services, such as fire pits, fireplaces, retaining walls, stone, brick, and concrete, patios, walkways, driveways?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll start with the patio world. I mean, probably my favorite material to work with is bluestone. I mean, obviously that has a deep history here in Charleston. If you've ever walked around downtown, you're going to see bluestone sidewalks and bluestone walkways and driveways everywhere. So I love working with bluestone. I've been passionate for a decade about that. And we do offer other material. I mean, we'll work with brick. I mean, I love the old Charleston look. And like, if you can get your hands on the old Charleston brick, it's always fun to incorporate that into a project. Obviously the more modern patio world is going to be pavers. We do install quite a few, you know, paver patios and walkways, and I love working with pavers. I think the cool thing about pavers is there's so many color options that are out there that you can tie in just different color tones to the color of your house, or if it's going, you know, from a painted deck down onto a patio, you can play around with different color options. So that's something nice that you'll find with pavers, is just the shapes and colors that you can play with and incorporate.
Yeah. And back to the bluestone again, as attractive as it is, it also heats up very quickly in the summertime. So you wouldn't want that for pool decking around your pool or something.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever done that around a pool decking, and we don't do a ton of pool. We've done a few pool decks, and that's not really something we're out there doing every week. But yes, the pool decking world, that's more the travertine thing nowadays. Right. So,
and I highly recommend you outsource any kind of hardscape work if you're thinking about doing that yourself. For your home. My wife and I did a couple of different hardscape projects and practically broke our backs doing it, and would never do it again. I'd always hire someone to do it. So that's great that Charleston Outdoor Design is able to offer that. And you already mentioned outdoor lighting, and not only is that a nice element to you know, light up your home and your landscaping with outdoor lighting, it really adds a dramatic effect at nighttime, but it's also good for security.
Totally. Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, you know, it's, if you're gonna make the investment and spend money to get your yard looking beautiful, I just have always seen it one of those, it's just always been one of those things where it made sense. It's like, let's find some areas that we can highlight so you can not just enjoy your property in the daytime, but when it's nighttime and you want to sit out on the patio or have a get together or be on the front porch, it's like, I mean, we've got landscape lighting in our house, and it's like, I can't imagine my house without it. I love it. So, and you can't just go out there and throw lights up. I mean, it really is an art. And I think taking the time and getting creative and studying every yard, every property is going to be different. It's going to have different things that you can feature. And, landscape lighting is something that we try to incorporate as much as we can. Yep. I love doing it. And, if we're installing it later in the, usually it's hot no matter what, but every once in a while, when you go back at nighttime to adjust it, it's a little bit cooler this time of year as well. So that's nice.
Yeah. Charleston Outdoor Design also can help a homeowner with outdoor furniture like patio and lawn furniture, chairs, outdoor sofas, sectionals and tables, and outdoor rugs and metal fire pits. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we try to, you know, that is something we can ship in, we can offer. Obviously there's a few local connections. And you know, even like with this particular project that we're doing, I mean, the client did prefer to just, you know, buy his own stuff and source it. And we're installing it for him. You know, he's hiring us to get it up on the rooftop, assemble things and get everything set up. So yeah, but it's something, you know, it's not something we're doing tons of, but if we can, you know, provide a way for somebody to, you know, that needs that, you know, we have some options online and we can certainly help incorporate that into a project.
And then Charleston Outdoor Design, you folks also offer specialty structures and features like fountains and fences and trellises, pergolas. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, water features is always fun. We've built some like custom in-ground fountains that have been super cool. We've, you know, there's quite a few local suppliers that have options where you can buy the fountains that are pre-assembled and we'll pick it up, we'll install it, and get things working. And then usually if we're doing maintenance on a property for a regular basis, we'll incorporate cleaning fountains once a month, because anybody out there that has a fountain, they know that those pumps tend to clog if you don't clean it about once a month. Pergolas, trellises, fences. Yeah, I mean, that stuff's super fun to work with, especially if you can incorporate like a custom, you know, pergola for some shade in the summertime over a patio, or, you know, privacy fences or decorative fences. We've built both styles. And, you know, as far as working with local artists and, you know, contractors, I've got a few relationships with some carpenters that are just awesome guys. They're really good at work woodworking, and every once in a while we'll bring them onto a project if it's something really customized that, you know, we want an extra hand on. We'll bring somebody on with us on a project, and we'll work all together, and like, yeah, you know, whether that's pergolas, fences, etc.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you about one of the most important factors involved with outdoor living and your backyard and so forth, and that is drainage.
Mm.
And how Charleston Outdoor Design, if you have a drainage problem, if you have an area of your backyard that's has standing water when it rains and so forth, that's something that Charleston Outdoor Design can help you with as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, obviously being in the low country, you know, most of this area is flat, which at times can cause problems with drainage, because it's like, okay, we can get the water away from the house, but where do we take it? So that's something that every project is a little unique on. Some projects may have, you know, a pond close by, or, you know, a drainage swale that we can run water to. And whether that's installing a French drain that catches the water and runs it, or just catch basins in a property, but if you don't have, you know, a pond close by or a drainage swale or ditch, you know, there's other options. We've done kind of live wells in the ground that you can install. And you can also tie your downspouts into your French drain system or catch basins, and yeah, you know, getting water away from the house in key areas, I think, is super important. And, you know, just to tie in the whole grading aspect, I mean, that's usually something we're trying to think about when we're landscaping, is how can we create a grade that does get water to flow away from the house and things are smooth, so you're not having puddles and, you know, big swales in a yard. Sometimes those things can get overlooked, unfortunately, but we try to catch that stuff and incorporate that into projects, so we're not having to go back and have conversations about drainage.
Yeah.
How
can folks get more information about Charleston Outdoor Design?
Yeah, so we've got our website, charlestonoutdoordesign.com. That's, you know, we've got a lot of pictures of past projects and current projects, and most of our information is on that website. We also have an Instagram. You can shoot us an email at charlestonoutdoordesign@gmail.com. And then my cell phone is listed as well on our website, but that's 843-412-2603.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Marshall Kirkman with Charleston Outdoor Design, and their slogan is "Sit back, we've got this. We work hard so you don't have to." And boy, is it gets things start heating up in the summertime here in the Lowcountry. you start to really appreciate the services that a company like Charleston Outdoor Design can do for you versus you being out there. So thanks so much, Marshall, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me on.
And now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. And thanks so much, Judge, for coming to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine offices here. And I hope you're able to take advantage of some, was it the Lewis brisket that drew you down?
I smelled it as I came in. It was good.
And you, I've seen you and Kelly going to Lewis's. I think I was doing some work here on a weekend and caught you two heading over to Lewis's. Yeah. So you're a fan?
Yeah, we are fans, yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
The old meat coma is the term I hear a lot of people use when they get done eating.
That's
but
true.
You'll have to have a sandwich downstairs that we got for everybody. Yeah. But Judge, take a moment, tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds.
Best Buy Blinds, we sell window treatments throughout the Lowcountry. We've been doing it. We've owned the company since 2003. The company's been around since 1997. We basically have a showroom in Mount Pleasant, but we generally go out to your house, bring our sales van full of materials and samples, and show you different options for your home, and measure and give you a quote, and come out and install them.
Mm-hmm. I've always heard the it's best to do those house visits because you get to see exactly what the lighting is like in that home versus maybe the lighting might be different in the Best Buy Blind showroom, for example.
Oh, certainly, yeah. You definitely need samples of the materials with the actual colors in the home, because just going from room to room, even though it's maybe the same paint color, they can look differently. Often the just the lighting, the actual light bulb, whether it's cool or warm, can change the tone of the way a product would look. So we may choose a different color, mm-hmm. In one room and they're different in the other.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Do people choose different window treatments around the house, or are they going with one particular style for the entire structure?
It is a mix. Some people like to keep consistent and go throughout the house, but there are some times where there'll be certain rooms where they want to do something different, or we have a lot of people that'll do, let's say, plantation shutters across the front and down the sides, but they have a nice view in the back, so they'll do something that can get up out of the way, like a roller shade or a woven wood Roman shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I've had experiences with people who worked overnight shifts, maybe in the medical field, and they get very obsessive about making sure they get enough sleep. So, does Best Buy Blinds offer what do you call them? Blackout?
Yeah, most of the products have some type of blackout product, but they also have some with tracks where you can really black it out completely. Mm. We've had some clients recently, or that one that worked for the port mm-hmm. overnight and slept all day, and love to have the I think we did blackout cellular shades with tracks there.
Mm-hmm. You can't help get rid of the leaf blowers or the the lawnmowers,
our products aren't real effective against sound.
Right. Well, with the nicer weather being here, and it's only going to get better, are there any particular window treatments that maybe people can use outdoors in their outdoor living spaces?
Yeah, this time of year we start to see people looking to enjoy their outdoor porches, and so we're doing a lot of solar shades, which is a product that knocks down on the heat and the glare, but still allows you to see out. They can be done motorized, or they can be done with like a beaded chain that goes up. And an openness factor of like 10% would allow you to see pretty well through it. But if you wanted a little more privacy or a little more sun heat protection, you could go down to a 5 or a 3 or a 1%.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And those typically, where around the house does Best Buy Blinds typically install those?
Could be throughout the house, but for outdoor use on a like a screen porch or something.
Is the best place for them?
Yeah.
Gotcha. What about what kinds of trends are you seeing? I know that I'm looking at the Best Buy Blinds ad here in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and it says the headline says your plantation shutters our specialty. So is that a specialty for Best Buy Blinds?
It is. It's always been around half of our business. Plantation shutters in the Low Country, everyone loves them. Real estate agents love them. New homeowners when they're buying a house, no one really complains about having plantation shutters already there.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. They're functional. There are occasions where something else might complement or be different, but they're the go-to product here. Mm.
What material are the plantation shutters that Best Buy Blinds sells made out of?
We sell a solid wood product and a solid PVC type product, and mostly the PVC due to it's less expensive and more durable.
Mm-hmm.
There are occasions if wood is lighter, so we can make wider, big, wide panels. So if you want big, wide panels, we typically may look to go to wood. Or if you want to do a stain, we'd go to wood.
How about color matching the trim and things like that? How does Best Buy Blinds handle that kind of thing?
We have about 12 stock colors, but we can also custom match it to either a paint or a stain.
That's very good. Tell us about some of the other trends that you're seeing at Best Buy Blinds.
Well, we continue to see an increase in motorization, the products for all of the companies that we represent have improved here in the last few years. The rechargeable batteries have gotten to where they'll last 9 months to a year before recharging, and they all have different schemes for recharging them. Some of them without taking them down, which is like a wand, and you attach it to the shade and it recharges it, and then you just plug the wand in and do the next one, or a variety of options there.
Are people going to run into, sometimes with when you introduce technology, it becomes difficult for people to use. How easy are the automated shades to use?
They've become quite easy. You can do it as simply as just having a remote control and a handheld remote or a wall-mounted remote, and you hit the remote and it goes up or down or to a favorite position or something. But you can get more complex and connect it to your home automation system and control the shades through your Echo, your Amazon product.
Yeah, and you can set them so that they are operating while you maybe are away, just to kind of keep the squatters out, right?
That's correct, yeah. You can have them operate throughout the day, or if you forget, you leave and head off on your trip and you forget that you didn't take the shades down, you can bring up your app and take the shades down.
Gotcha. And what do you say to a homeowner that might be thinking about putting in window treatments as a DIY project versus calling a professional company like Best Buy Blinds?
It's certainly doable. Some of the products are not difficult to install, but our installers, that's all they do all day long, so they can recognize any issues that come up and work around them, and they can do it fast and efficiently and know the best way to do it.
I like to tell this story. I made the mistake of measuring one window in a room that appeared to have all identical shape windows, and I was like, I measured once, but it turned out every single window opening was slightly different. That happens even with new construction, right?
Oh yeah, even with very good builders, they can things can be off a little bit, and we've learned how to accommodate for that.
You know, I remember taking that one measurement buying all of the blinds, and then they didn't quite fit with you know, because each window. That's why it's, to me, it's not really a DIY project,
right?
You know, unless you're doing something for your daughter at college or something like that.
Yeah, something simple. Yes.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Best Buy blinds?
Well, we're on the web at bestbuyblindsinc.com, or you can call us at 843-884-3454.
All right, and you can always find Best Buy Blinds within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks, Tim.
And talking to us now is General Contractor Ryan Jackson with Jackson Construction. How are you, Ryan?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Ryan, take a moment and tell everyone about Jackson Construction.
Hello, my name is Ryan Jackson. We are a custom home builder and renovator in Charleston, South Carolina. We've been in business for 25 years. Our office is downtown Charleston at 6 Gillen Street, and we have excelled in building custom homes in the Low Country.
Well, that's great. 25 years you've been building new homes and remodeling. What's your secret to success?
Well, I'm still working on that. So.
I can relate. We often get comments about when are you going to expand to Savannah or Charlotte or wherever, and I always say, yeah, as soon as we perfect everything we're doing here, so we're still working on that.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good answer.
Well, good deal. Well, so Jackson Construction, you folks do renovations, and you also do new construction. Do you have a preference of one over the other?
We started out doing historic renovations in downtown Charleston, you know, in the very beginning years ago, and we just got into new construction. It seems to be a cleaner, faster process. Historic renovation can get, you know, dirty, and it's a tight area to work in downtown Charleston. It seems to, you know, you're able to create a product and step back and look at it a little faster in new construction.
Right. So, gotcha. There's probably more decisions and maybe some complications from surprises that pop up with renovations versus new construction.
Yes, that is correct. We still enjoy doing historic renovation. We just, I think, you know, we seem to get a lot more work doing the custom home building and design. So we just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the Jackson Construction website at jacksonbuildingllc.com. And
that's correct.
And you folks have got some, I'm looking under your home remodeling tab, and that's looks like a house on some water or a marsh, a bathroom renovation there.
Yeah.
And, so Jackson Construction does more than just historic renovations. You folks, can work on someone who doesn't have a historic house. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we do all kinds of new construction. It's mostly custom built on your lot, and we'll help you design the plans if you need that, and we will also help you with all your selections and getting any information and to help put the entire plan together. Working with the HOA, the ARB. Permitting department, and from clearing and grading all the way to handing your key to moving in.
Well, that's great. That's what it's all about. So the if someone was interested in expanding their outdoor living space, is that something that Jackson Construction could help them with?
I think it'd be based on the project. We have done several additions and onto houses in the West Ashley area. Mm-hmm. So we definitely have that in our wheelhouse if that comes along.
Okay. How about kitchen and we know that Jackson Construction can help with bathroom renovations as well, but how about kitchen renovations?
Yes, we do work on kitchen renovations as well.
Gotcha. And some people are interested in they want to stay in their neighborhood. They like where they live now. They just need more space. So additions, that's something that Jackson Construction can help with expand that their living, their footprint in the condition space.
Yeah, we sure can. We can also help you design the plans for permitting.
How does that take place in terms of helping with the design?
We would create an architectural design based on, communicating with the client and working in AutoCAD to produce, a rendering mm-hmm. so that we can submit it for, building permits.
Okay, good deal. And when it comes to someone calls Jackson Construction today and they they're interested in getting their project going sometime in the future, what's the process that they go through, and how long before you folks can show up and start the renovation?
It really comes down to where the client is in the process. If they need to, for us to design a plan and get it to permitting, I would say that anything from a large addition to a new construction house or custom build would probably be around 2 months, to getting to where we could break ground, possibly three, depending on, how many comes the client and I, change plans or make, revisions to the plans. If the client has plans in hand and engineer plans, we can usually get back an estimate, within a week. And we can, if it's a fast-paced thing, we could probably get permits in, less than 2 months.
Nice.
So it depends on where we're what point we're starting from,
right,
to getting it going.
And people are there. Reviews are very, very important to people. I'm looking at the JacksonBuildingLLC.com website, and you folks have got a lot of 5-star reviews. Let me read one of them. Ryan Jackson and his team are the best possible to solve nearly impossible issues and how best to integrate our desires for the new house, the budget and regulatory constraints and the aesthetic issues. And one of your customers. Another one said they did a wonderful job and I am more than pleased with what they did. I loved working with Ryan. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's always good to get that feedback. And does Jackson Construction, have you folks worked on any you have any repeat customers?
We do. We have a couple repeat customers.
Well, that's
we've built houses for clients more than once, and renovation, remodels. We've gone back and added something else or changed something on several clients. A lot of them just word of mouth. So we get new clients from those referrals.
Sure.
Which is always very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that's the greatest compliment is when a former customer of yours wants to hire you back for the next project, because a lot of times, you're all smiles and hugs and everything at the beginning of the project, but by the end, you know, you're just so sometimes homeowners are so sick of the process, they just want to get it over with. And it sounds like you developed some good relationships with your customers at Jackson Construction.
Yeah, we try really hard to you know, create a beautiful product and have a overly satisfied client, because we know that that's going to get us future work. So it's very important.
Yep.
to do a good job. And you're right. Sometimes the client is, you know, it's come to an exhausting point, and even with that, we have to keep, you know, pushing forward and get it done and still, you know, come out on top.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with Jackson Construction?
You can email the website, or you can email me personally at Ryan@JacksonBuildingLLC.com, or you can call my personal number, 843-452-2272.
And you can also find Jackson Construction within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Ryan Jackson, general contractor with Jackson Construction. Thanks so much, Ryan.
All right. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Angela Yost with Advanced Window Fashions. How are you doing, Angela?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks so much for having me today.
You bet. Angela, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Window Fashions.
Absolutely. We are a custom window treatment company in Mount Pleasant, family-owned and operated for over 20 years. It is Charleston's original Hunter Douglas Gallery, so it's a full gallery and showroom. We offer products from other vendors, including outdoor shades, custom shades, drapery. We also offer the Elk Home furniture and decor line. We are the only service center in the area, so we can offer repairs. And we now offer a cleaning service.
A cleaning service? Oh, for window treatments?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, they get pretty dusty, don't they?
They sure do.
Well, good. Okay. Well, one of the first things I think is notable to point out is not all window treatment companies have a showroom. Is that correct? A lot of them kind of work out of a mobile like a mobile van or something? And is that correct?
That is correct. So our showroom offers a really unique hands-on experience for our customers. We help our customers make informed decisions about their needs. Customers can come in and explore a hands-on experience with our product displays, so they can see, touch, and operate different window treatments. They can receive expert consultations, explore our thousands of fabric and material samples, and custom solutions specific to their needs.
Mm-hmm. And then Advanced Window Fashions can also has the ability of visiting the customer's home and showing them samples there as well, correct?
Absolutely. We can also come right to your home. We take measurements and everything.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what's new and exciting with window treatments? What are people buying these days? What kinds of trends are you seeing?
Currently, we're seeing a lot of interest in roller shades. The woven shades are also a really popular option. That natural woven coastal look is very ideal for the coastal low country environment.
Is that the
shutters?
Is that the type of window treatment that sort of folds up as you pull up the string and everything?
Exactly. It's like a Roman shade, so it's a nice fabric woven look.
I got you. Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, no problem. And then shutters will forever remain that timeless classic look. And drapery has made a huge comeback as well.
Draperies, okay, good deal. Yeah, the plantation shutters. My theory on that is we have so many newcomers to the area. I'm a prime example, and when we built our house 15 years ago, I really wanted plantation shutters. Just love the look of them and the function and everything like that. So
right, I think very timeless and classic.
Yeah, I think people move to Charleston. They for different reasons. They love the beach. They love they want to live a lifestyle, or they want their decor to reflect the lifestyle here in the South.
Oh, absolutely. The charming, classic coastal look.
Right, right. What about the plant, regards to the plantation shutters? Most of them I see are white, but as we both know, there's like 1,000 different shades of white. How does Advanced Window Fashion, how do you match up the plantation shutters with like the window trim and everything?
We can actually offer a specific color. So if there is a specific paint color that you need to match, we can actually offer that exact paint color if you need a specific exact tone of white.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what about other colors?
We can do wood. We can do different. There are many different colors that we can go through with our samples. So if you come into our showroom, or if you need us to come to you, we can show you different shades and different colors of white, woods, different colors like that.
Okay. And are there different sizes for plantation shutters? I think I've seen like those the ones with like the really big oversized louvers. What do you call those? Like California style or something?
Yes. Yeah, so you can get the different types of louvers. They come in different sizes. So if you like that thicker look, we can offer the thicker look. If you want more of a minimized look too, if you want to allow, depending on how much light you want to allow in, and if you want to keep them closed, you can get different sizes.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. And then besides plantation shutters, you mentioned the roller shades. Do those have an automated option on those roller shades?
They absolutely do. You can get them in a Bluetooth option. Motorization is a really cool feature. It allows you to schedule the automation. It's very user friendly. You can have it hardwired or battery operated. You can fully control the window treatments through a voice command or touch of a button.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's great. And when it comes to measuring window treatments, and I discovered this when I was remodeling an apartment, I took one measurement of one window, and it turns out every window was a little bit different. And that's true for new construction too. What's the process that you folks use when you're placing the order for a customer?
Absolutely. So our consultations include measuring every single window, because not every single window is exactly the same size. They may look like they're exactly the same size, but every window can be a different size. So
right.
We make sure to measure every single window.
Or a little bit out of plumb. That's another thing that happens, right?
Right. Yeah.
What happens when a customer experiences a problem down the line, and that's not unique to window treatments? There's all sorts of things in your home that break or stop operating correctly, and it's a little frustrating sometimes when you go to reach out to the company that maybe did the installation and they're no longer in business or anything like that. What happens when a customer experiences a problem with Advanced Window Fashions?
Oh, we have great customer service. We also offer a warranty on our products, but we're here from start to finish and after. So as I said, we also offer repairs. So we're here if you need a repair, anything after, we are still here for you.
And back to the topic of newcomers, Advanced Window Fashions, how long have you folks been around?
We've been in business since 2003, so over 20 years now.
Over 20 years, yeah, that's really impressive. And, you know, newcomers, unfortunately, advanced window fashion might be on the same compared to maybe a company that just opened last year. And newcomers don't necessarily recognize that's a new business. And maybe, you know, I'm not sure maybe you can trust them, maybe you can't. But, you know, I think they would prefer to do business with a company that has a long history like Advanced Window Fashions.
That's correct. Absolutely. Yep. We've been here for over 20 years and we're Charleston's original Hunter Douglas Gallery.
What does that mean when you say original Hunter Douglas Gallery?
So we were the first gallery for Hunter Douglas. We offer a full gallery and showroom in Charleston.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Hunter Douglas is a name that many people recognize with regards to window treatments. What about, do you do much work with landlords, with rental properties, and what kind of window treatments would you recommend for that kind of scenario?
We can offer any homeowner. So if you're a homeowner, we can offer window treatments for any homeowner. And also for the motorization, if it's not hardwired, we can offer a battery operated option if they're still interested in, you know, not hardwiring and just recharging a battery. Right.
Well, I guess what I mean is are there certain window treatments that hold up better in a rental property versus, another kind of window treatment?
I would say the blinds or any type of the shades, woven shades, Roman shades, and blinds would be a good option for a rental.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, it sounds like you can, as a consultant with Advanced Window Fashions, you can really help steer the customer in the right direction depending on exactly what their needs are. And do you ever get a customer who maybe works night shifts and needs that the to sleep during the days? What kind of options would you recommend for someone like that?
Well, actually, the room darkening drapes are a great option to add on to that. We always recommend those for bedrooms. They block a considerable amount of light. They offer privacy, sound absorption, and insulation benefits as well.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
You can call or text us at 843-881-8858. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. Our website's advancedwindowfashions.com. You can also text or email us through there or visit our showroom at 502 Wando Park Boulevard in Mount Pleasant.
All right, great. And how are those EV vehicles, company vehicles for Advanced Window Fashions working out?
Teslas are doing great.
Well, good deal. Well, you're doing your part with the environment, so that's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, we've been talking with Angela Yost with Advanced Window Fashions. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thanks so much, Tim. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.